So
Okay.
Construction Inclusion Week. Well, we're past that, but
Yep. We did it.
tell me about the situation with employment now, because employment, it seems like everybody, not only in construction, but no matter what industry you look at, they're having problems finding workers. I wonder where the workers went during COVID. Where did they all go?
Right.
But construction seems to be having a larger issue with finding workers, right?
Yeah, the vast majority of our construction firms are reporting that they have open positions and that they're struggling to find mainly the skilled trades or the folks that are out in the craft doing the work on the job sites. And you think about it, there's been a large movement in our society to encourage young folks to go to college and get tech jobs or other jobs where they, can work from home or those kinds of things. And
Right.
frankly, schools are really encouraging young folks into, college as the only or the primary career path. And AGC has worked for a long time to shift that narrative and help us speak to our young folks in a way that really promotes pride in the work that we do in the construction industry. And encourages folks into absolutely wonderful careers in our industry. If you think about it, a lot of folks go the college route and they leave college with debt and they start an entry-level position somewhere and they're making low wage and trying to pay off college debt while trying to learn a career. And construction, on the other hand, is a great opportunity to jump right in, and especially, choosing some of these trades, you have a wonderful earning potential right out of the gate. You don't walk away with college debt and you're learning your trade right away. So you almost get a 4-year jump start on folks that go alternate routes.
Right. And there's nothing, I mean, the trades, it is important to work in the trades to find people in the trades. It's important to do that, because otherwise, where are you going to work? Who's going to fix your, who's going to do your plumbing? Who's going to fix your walls when they start cracking? Who's going to fix your foundation when it starts sinking and things like that? So people, it's important to work in the trades. And
It really is. And there's a sense of pride when, as somebody who's worked in construction for over 20 years, I love being able to drive through my community and point out projects that I was involved in to my kids, and that reality that we're not just building buildings or roads or infrastructure, we're literally building our community.
And you're building people's lives. So there you
Absolutely.
go. How about making sure that this is a diverse workplace? Is that's an important part too for AGC, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So AGC created a program actually born out of the Washington chapter where I work. Myself and others on our team in Seattle helped write the Culture of Care program, which is really about creating a sense of inclusion and belonging on the job and how we treat our workforce, but also how we speak to and about our workforce and encourage them into, a high earning career potential with a lot of great benefits. And so that program was so wildly successful here in Washington that AGC of America launched it on a national scale. And we're really proud of it because, it really flips the script. A lot of people talk about diversity and hiring for diversity, but it needs to be so much more robust than that. It's not just about hiring a diverse workforce. It's about bringing them in and making them feel like they belong, creating a sense of belonging, a sense of inclusion, embracing the diversity of thought that comes with people from a lot of different backgrounds coming together to build a project. And if you really think about it, the more diversity of thought we have and the more opportunity that we have to see things from different perspectives, the much better solutions we create to the problems on the job. And it helps us with our workforce development issues as well. And so Culture of Care was launched actually back in 2017, and it's been growing ever since with a focus on, let's bring people into the construction community, and then let's celebrate their presence here. Let's make them feel welcome. Let's make them want to get up every day and show up for work, because we're building awesome things, and at the same time, we're building awesome teams. And it has been a great opportunity for us at AGC, and we're seeing a lot of great results with our members in getting involved in this program.
Mandy Keim is the Director of Safety for Associated General Contractors of Washington. Mandy, we're past Construction Inclusion Week. How did it go? What was it a success? How do you measure success with that?
Yeah, you know, the great thing about a program like Construction Inclusion Week is it's built so that any employer can take the themes and the content and weave that into their existing culture and programs. And so it's fun to see all the different ways that contractors have embraced Inclusion Week, from hosting lunches on the job to, you know, really focusing on supplier diversity and making sure that not only do the employees that we hire represent the diversity of our communities, but also that we're choosing to do business with other organizations, other businesses that represent the diversity of our community. And also community engagement. It's really a call to action for us in the industry to get engaged with other community groups that are supporting the themes of diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about this construction, this survey that was done that shows these really startling numbers about the open positions and the trouble that employers are having. What were you hoping to find out with the survey? What did you find out?
Well, you know, I think one of the things that AGC does well is measuring what we do in the world and within the construction community, measuring what we do and the impact that that has. And our workforce survey is just one way that we analyze what's really going on out there. You know, it's great to hear anecdotal stories. It's quite another to really dig into where we're at. And frankly, you can't fix or adjust or change what you don't measure. So the workforce survey is really just a tool to help us with that. And what we learned is really in alignment with the anecdotal stories that we hear from our members regularly, which is that we are having issues hiring and filling these open positions. And that of that process, you know, the vast majority of the hiring struggles that we're having is getting more craft workers. And so I think that there's a lot of things at play here. And one of them is that society really has not celebrated craft work over the last, you know, number of decades. And so it's not as robust of a career pathway for young folks. But also our society has changed partially because of the pandemic, but partially just because of the evolution of society, that a lot of folks don't look at, hey, I want to go out and work in construction and perform manual labor. And so we're working hard through a lot of different initiatives at AGC to focus on reintroducing shop classes and building opportunities into classroom learning and into our public schools so that students are learning about all of the opportunity in construction. It's not just about the wages. It's, you know, I mentioned earlier about just the pride that comes from building your community. It's also about great benefits, absolutely wonderful benefits. And one of the cool things that I appreciate about construction is no 2 days are the same. You know, you're not showing up to work in the same environment every day. You're not looking at the same computer screen all day. You get to see wonderful, interesting projects. You get to go to work in different locations and see lots of different phases of the construction process. You get to work with different teams from project to project. So there's a great amount of variety in the work that we do. And for people that are wired like me, that's fantastic. You know, that's a great motivator to get up every day.
Right. Exactly. Mandy, I'm coming up on time here. Where do we find out more about this? And is this survey available somewhere?
Yeah, so you can go to agc.org to learn more about the survey. You can go to buildculture.org, which is the landing page for Culture of Care, and there's just a wealth of free resources available to anybody that's looking to create a more inclusive workplace. And if you want to look into Inclusion Week for next year, 2024, the website for that is constructioninclusionweek.com.
Okay. Mandy, we're going to talk on Friday, aren't we?
Yes, we sure are. Looking forward to it.
Looking forward to it. Mandy, we'll talk then, and thanks for being here today.
Thanks so much. Take care.